I invite you to be seated. I invite our young'uns to come forward.
How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus?
We're going to stay standing today.
How do you spell Jesus? L-O-V-E. How do you say Jesus?
You brought your
How
All right.
do you say Jesus?
We're going to stay standing.
How do you say Jesus? L-O-V-E. Love.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming up today. And we're on the move today because we're going to head over to our godly play calendar here. This is a special day in the seasons and in the life of the church. And we want to make sure we know where we are. So this calendar is like a map. Come on over with me. This is a beautiful calendar of the church year. It's color-coded, has all of the important festivals and all of the Sundays and seasons of the year. And we started the year way back here in this blue season of Advent as we were getting ready for the birth of Jesus at Christmas time. And we come forward through this long waiting and preparation period, and finally it's Christmas and the Sundays of Christmas. We get to celebrate the nativity, the birth of Jesus into the world. Then we come into another green season, and this season is called Epiphany because it's the making known. It's the time when we get to see what God is up to, and we get to celebrate that in our own lives and share it with others. In the Epiphany, we help God get the word out that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, hallelujah. And then we come into this season of purple, this another season of preparation, a season of Lent. And we set aside the things of the world and we get ourselves ready for another great celebration that is coming. And it's the celebration of Easter. And it's kind of a bittersweet celebration because it involves the death of Jesus, but it also involves the resurrection and new life of Jesus. And we celebrate that all through the Eastertide until it brings us to this very day, this red Sunday. Did you notice? And some of you are wearing red today. Did you notice all the red around us? Red is the color of Pentecost. And we'll talk a little bit about that during the sermon. There are some reasons why red is a good Pentecost color. But today is Pentecost. Can you say that with me? Pentecost. And that's it right there. That's why our heart stick is pointed straight down there, because that's where we are. Can you believe it that all of this has already happened this year? It's almost halfway. It is. And the cool thing about that is that this is not an end. This is a beginning, because we're going to move through Holy Trinity Sunday and on into this long green season of the year. Pentecost is a long season. This is a time of the year in which we are celebrating the things that Jesus has done as he comes among us. And this is the time of the year, the other half, where we live that out in our own lives. The things that we see in him, the goodness and the grace, the love, the caring, the sharing, all the things he does that we see him do all through this part of the year, we now get to live out in our own lives. We get to be like Jesus. We get to be the ones who care and share and serve. Pretty groovy, huh? Do you know that word? Can you say that? Groovy. I just wanted to hear them say it. I'm sorry. Self-indulgent. But let's step back over here in the middle now, because there's something special that we're going to do at second service today. If you want to come back, you're welcome. But we are going to have lined up here on this chancel step, we're going to have a bunch of our high school youth and sponsors. Imagine them up there right now, because we are commissioning them once again to go down to a place called Misión Agua Viva. Can you say Agua Viva? Agua Viva. It means water of life. And it's a church like ours, but one right down at the border with Mexico, right close to the river. And they're going down for a week of service. They're going to do a week of vacation Bible school with the kids down there. Last time we went a couple years ago, the kids made us this beautiful book. We'll have it out here for everybody to see. They all wrote to the kids, to the students that came down to work with them, wrote these special messages to them, and a great big thank you. A great big thank you for all of the gifts and service that they brought with them when they came. So we're going to send them as missionaries, as Pentecost missionaries from our church to go down and help out in a place that can use all the help that it can get. Isn't that awesome? That's coming for you too. These youth group opportunities are coming for you as you get a little bit older and grow a little in the Spirit. You're going to have all these opportunities yourselves. Should we say a prayer about them today? Can you do that with me? Our hands we fold, our heads we bow. It's time to talk to God right now. Dear God, thank you for giving us this season to live out your goodness. And bless these missionaries from Abiding Love as they go to care and serve in your work. Amen. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship today. Thank you for indulging me with the word groovy. And thank you for studying our service year together. You can go back and sit with your folks, but stay tuned. We got more things to say about this Pentecost.